All right, praise God. Our subject again is, let's go higher in God. That's what we want to do. It's time to go higher in the Lord. And the book of James, the 4th chapter and the 10th verse, it says, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. And my God, thank God that we can and look to the Lord that for in encouragement, and as we humble ourselves before him, we know that God will lift us up. Lift us up out of what? Lift us out of our so many different things. Sometimes there are trials, there are tribulation, and other times that we know that we have to endure hardship as a good soldier, but there are times when God will himself lift us up. See, riding God's elevator to the top always starts first down on our knees. I like that commentary where someone said, riding God's elevator to the top always starts first down on our knees. So what does it look like to daily humble yourself before the Lord? Daily. That's something that, you know, it's constantly, you know, it's not just on Sundays. It's not just on a special occasions or special services, but every day that God blesses us to wake up and we are in a new day, humble ourselves before the Lord, daily before God. Praise God. See, here's what it takes. First, you must submit to God and draw near to him. For the Lord says, if you and I, if we draw near to him, he's sure to draw near to us. That's what his word says. You have that hunger and thirst after righteousness. The Bible says, we shall be filled. So it behooves us to draw near and submit ourselves to the will of God. See, to submit to God is to recognize first our weaknesses, you know, and stop trying to handle life's issues ourselves, and to surrender completely to him as he is our ultimate authority. A lot of times things happen and we try to figure it out and we try to work it out. But while we're trying to figure it out, God is already working it out. But we just got to allow him to do that. And sometimes when we try to work things out, we make a mess of it. But as we humble ourselves, says, Lord, here, I cast all my cares upon you because you care for me. So I'm casting them. Here it is, Lord. Here it is. Here's that hard-headed son. Here is this unruly situation. Here it is in the relationship. It's not right. My God, the problems on your job could be. Lord, I cast them on you. Here it is, Lord. I submit them to you, Father, because you are my ultimate authority. Amen. Second, you must resist the devil, and the Bible says he will flee from you. Remember, we are in spiritual warfare right now. Right now. My God, we hear so much going on. The enemy is this, doing that. We hear more about what the enemy is doing than what the church, the body of Christ, is doing. But nevertheless, we are commissioned to fight the good fight of faith, and we need to do that even right now. We are in spiritual warfare. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against wicked spirits and evil spirits that are in high places. Praise God. That's why we got to equip ourselves so that we'll be able to withstand the fiery darts of the enemy. See, don't fool yourself. The devil is crafty. See, he's been at this, and he's cunning, and he's been after this a long, 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 long time. Praise God. We are no match for the enemy without the help of the Lord. Praise God. So the devil, he's cunning, and he comes to deceive God's people. See, he is the father of lies. He's a liar. And we have to resist him, and the word of God says he will flee from us. Remember in the scripture when Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights? Of course he was tired. Of course he was hungry. Of course he was weak in his body, but not in spirit. But the enemy came, and that's what he'll do. He'll come at us at our lowest point, at our weakest point. Uh-huh. Yes, he will. So we have to be wise. We have to watch as well as pray. And see, that's why we have to know the word of God. But what did Jesus do? When the enemy came after him, and you see, he takes part of the truth and twists it and gave him part of the truth. But see, it was silly for the devil to do that, because he's talking to the word himself. He knows the word of God. Jesus knows. But even though he's the incarnated word in the flesh, he fought the devil with the word. So therefore, we have to know the word of God, amen, in order to defeat the enemy. Thirdly, regularly examine your heart and motives. We have to examine ourselves and repent of sin and the things that we know about and things that we don't know about. We have to ask God's forgiveness. Humble yourself means take an inventory. I do this. I do this every day. I say, God, if there's anything in my life, God, Lord, in my thoughts that are not right, or God, maybe there's something that I've done that I didn't even realize, but God, you know, take it away from me. Cleanse me, God. I pray that I examine myself every single day. That's what it takes in humility and humbling yourselves before the Lord. Praise God. 1 Peter 5 and 6, Peter says it like this: humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, my God, and that he may exalt you in due time. Oh, yeah. And our scripture in James says, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he'll do what? He will lift you up. Peter says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. He will exalt you in due time. Wait on God. God promised to deliver and set us free. He will do just that. God promised to touch our bodies, and he says, by his stripes we're already healed. He will do just that. It's already done. We just have to wait on God and receive it. Receive the word of God. Amen. Praise God. See, when you humble yourself, you look into God, he will exalt you when the time is right. So therefore, you and I, we don't need to worry about who sees us or get someone else's approval or whatever, because, see, promotion comes from the Lord. All we need to do is present our bodies a living sacrifice to him. God will approve us. He is the one that puts his stamp of approval. He is the one who promotes us. Hallelujah. In due time, it said. In due time. That means it's coming. Look for it. So it don't come today. The blessing or the answer doesn't come today. Look for it tomorrow. If it don't come tomorrow, look for it the next day. I mean, we're not going to give up. Why? Because we're seeking. Let's go higher in God. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. See, when you do what you do to the glory and honor of God, God knows how to reward you openly. You don't need to put a sign on your back. You don't need to advertise, I did this, I do that, I blessed this one. We don't even need to do that. God sees. He sees in secret, but he will reward us openly. Amen. Praise God. See, all of the above that I talked about, submitting ourselves, humbling ourselves, resisting the enemy, examining ourselves to see if there's anything in us that's not like the Lord or it's not in line with his word. All of that above is an individual personal choice to learn more about God and mature in God. It's an individual's choice. You know, we can talk about the word of God, we can preach about it, we can sing about it, we can shout about it, but wait a minute. When all that's over, at the end of the day, it's an individual person's choice to decide, Lord, I want to go higher in you. Let's go higher in God. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go higher in God. My God, it's okay sometimes you feel like you're marking time, but Lord, I know there are higher heights and there are deeper depths. And the Bible tells us, if we humble ourselves, yes, he will exalt us in due time. Yes, yes, he will. Yes, he will. And not only that, Jesus said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness, what did he say? He said, we shall be filled. So it should be all of our greatest desire to be elevated to higher heights and deeper depths in God. That's what we should want to do. It's not going to be handed down to us. Mm-mm. We have to earn elevation through our sincere worship, through our obedience to God, our humility to Him, and our love for Him. My God, it just doesn't happen overnight. Or just doesn't say, okay, here you are, a higher height in the Lord. We have to get ourselves, position ourselves, reading His Word, loving on God. How much do you really, really love the Lord? Think about that. Let's just think about that. How much do we really love the Lord? How much? How much sacrifice are we willing to make? And says, God, I love you. You know what Jesus said? He said to the disciples, if you love me, you will keep my word. If you love me, you will keep my sayings. Yes, yes. My God, it's something to think about, how much we really love the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go higher. I'm seeking to go higher in God. You know, as I said, this is a personal thing. So there's a personal elevation in God. We can decide, Lord, I want to grow in you. Let's talk about growth. All of us, we're all confronted with situations in our lives that tend to weigh heavy on our spirits, heavy on our emotional well-being, and even our joy. We go through, as I said to you earlier, that we, you know, there are challenges. I have challenges right now. But you know what? I have decided, I've made my mind up, God, I'm willing to draw closer to you. Lord, I humble myself. Lord, I cast my cares upon you because you care for me. My God, when you begin to go through life's challenges and you don't allow these challenges to become obstacles, don't allow the challenges to steal your joy, don't allow challenges and disappointments or hiccups in the road, bumps in the road, detours, don't allow it to steal your peace or steal your joy. Remember, the enemy, that's what he does. He, you know, he's sitting back watching, you know, but that's okay, that he comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. Don't let him steal your joy. Don't let him steal your peace. Begin to think on the goodness of the Lord. Think back what the Lord has already done, hallelujah, what he's already done in our lives, what he's already brought you through. Just think on that. You don't got to think too far back. Begin to think about his goodness. Think about his mercy. Think about those loving kindness and the tender mercies that are brand new for you and I every day. Oh, my God, we have a reason to let's go higher in the Lord, higher in God. My God. See, and when you find that yourself, that you have the challenges and obstacles, and that you don't let the enemy steal your joy, that you are standing, and after you've done all the stand, you keep on standing. See, I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but that's okay. I'm talking to somebody. I'm encouraging someone tonight, including myself. See, because I'm ministering this word, but I hear that word. There is life in the Word of God. Say that out loud. There is life in the Word of God. Amen. See, when you can come through and you can do those things, you know that you are beginning to grow. You've got that personal growth going, and you're starting to elevate in the Lord. Oh, yes, yes. My God. You see, we are walking by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. So every day is a faith walk. We might not know what we're going to be confronted with, but one thing we do know, that God is with us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us, no matter what we're going through. Hallelujah. And another thing, if you know how that you're growing in God, you can almost make yourself a growth chart if you think about it. You know how when your children are little and there's a little growth chart and you measure them and you say, oh, you're growing. Then you come back maybe a month or so later and they're elevated, they're grown a little bit higher. Same way in God, we ought to take inventory. Let's say earlier, take inventory. Not so all the time of what we, you know, where we are, but Well, what is our position in him? Did when we go through certain things, did we pass the test? Because, see, if we don't pass the test of things that we are going through, life's trials and tribulations, we only have to go through it again. So what do you mean, Lady D? Go through. Go through with the test. Endure hardship, as the word says, as a good soldier. God will give you strength, knowing that we can do all things through Christ, who gives us the strength. Make yourself a growth chart. Am I growing in faith? And so, am I trusting in the Lord? That's what he says. Put all your trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, the Bible says, with all your heart. And then lean not to your own understanding, trusting in God. So the next time things hinder or could come to discourage us, put our trust in him, knowing that God's going to work it out. It's already worked out. Amen. It's already finished. When he said on the cross, Father, it is finished. It's already finished. Praise God. Praise God. Trust in the Lord, David said in the word. He says, trust in the Lord and do good. And he says, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. I was talking with someone earlier today, and we're talking about how high the gas prices are. And my God, they just seem like they just decide one day they're going to raise it 20 more cents, 25 more cents. But you know what? What did the word says? Let's go higher in God. Trust him. He says, trust in God. He says, and do good. In other words, continue in his word. Stand on his promises. He says, you're going to dwell in the land. You will be fed. He says, verily or surely, we shall be fed. Yes, the prices are going up. Yes, the cost of food and the cost of living, all of that is being elevated. But God, we serve a God, hallelujah, that promises to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm going higher in God. Are you? Let's go. Let's go together. Let's go higher in the Lord. All right, here's another part. When you know that you have this personal elevation in God, you know you're growing. Look at this on your growth chart. Are you resting in the Lord? The Bible says resting in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. And then we wait patiently for him. Praise God. That means we don't get all in a tizzy. We don't get all upset. Where are you, God? God, I've been waiting a long time. I've been believing you or whatever. You know, it doesn't take God long to move when he's ready. When God sees when the time is right, when the due time comes. Hallelujah. Somebody say due time. Due time. We all got a due time. When the time is right, God knows how to open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't even have room, no room to receive. Then yet that blessing will just spill over on somebody else. Hallelujah. It'll spill over on someone else and bless somebody else. Praise God. Then not only that, the Bible says, look, they that wait on the Lord, it pays to wait on God. You wait on the Lord. He says, he shall renew your strength. Not maybe, but we shall renew strength. And they that wait on God, they shall mount up with wings as an eagle. You're not staying down, scratching on the ground, looking for how you're going to have a way out like chickens and pecking in the dirt. Oh, no. As we rest in God, as we walk in the newness of life, he said that he would cause us to mount up and with wings as eagles. Listen, eagles' wings, they are strong wings. Their wings are vibrant. They're able to withstand the wind. And after a while, after he climbs so far up, after a while, he reaches a certain altitude that he can just glide. He can just soar. And that's where God wants us. That's what I'm talking about tonight. Go higher. Let's go higher in God. There's higher heights. We can reach higher every day. We never reach the top, but we can steady find ourselves growing in God. Amen. Say amen to that. He said, look, not only that, you're going to have wings as an eagle, strength to go through, strength to endure. He said that you shall be able to run and you're not going to get weary, and then you'll walk and you won't even faint. Hallelujah. That's in Isaiah. So you find yourself taking things in stride. When you find the things that used to bother you, now I can do it. I'm all right now. I can stand. I still have the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. I still can do this. Hallelujah. Why? Because, see, you're looking unto the Lord to work the situation out. Without grumbling and complaining, we're looking unto the Lord. And when we can do that without complaining and worrying and just, you know, falling apart, you know you passed the test. Hallelujah. And that's what's important to God. We got to pass the test, because if we don't, we only have to endure it again. We got to go through it again. My God. You might say, well, I'm strong. I can do this. I'm stronger in the Lord. Are we? Are you? Praise God. We don't know until you are confronted with a particular challenge, until you're confronted with a test at all. We don't know how it is. Well, we know we can do it because the Word said that we can do it. But we want to stay strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I know for sure I'm encouraging someone tonight. Someone is being encouraged. Someone's head is being lifted up. Someone is looking up to God. He's the author and He's the finisher of our faith. And another point I want to bring in here talking about let's go higher in God, because there's so many areas that we could talk about, but our time won't permit. Another part is to fall deeply in love with God. Falling in love, hallelujah, with Jesus. I like that song we used to sing here. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Oh, yes, yes. Hallelujah. I was talking to my granddaughters this afternoon, and I was telling them how I got saved at the age of 14 and how God has blessed me and begin to elevate me even higher in Him. I said to them, even though I got saved at a very young age, not one time, not once have I regretted giving my heart to the Lord. Not once have I said, oh, I could have done this and I could have done that and I would have had a better time in the world. No, I was satisfied with Jesus. Why? Because I choose to love the Lord. And when I love Him, I walk in His Word. We're walking in the light as He's in the light, and we can have fellowship one with the other. What did Jesus say about love? He said, if you love me, you will keep my word. And if you just allow the perfect will of God to become your greatest, greatest priority. I'm going to say that again. Allow the perfect will of God to become your greatest priority to achieve, to be able to know what the will of God is for your life and to walk therein, my God, seeking God, spending time with Him. That's how we're going to know what His perfect will is, waiting on Him, my God. Giving God first place in your life, make Him priority. Some of us don't know how to prioritize in everything. All the other things, we spend all our time, all our energy doing other things. And I can be guilty of this as well. And at the end of the day, we're so tired. And then all you can do can just fall asleep and just say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Watch over me tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on now. Falling in love with Jesus. That means we spend time with Him. We make time on purpose to spend time in His Word. Spend quality time. Not at the end of the day when you're so tired you can only just fall asleep. That's all you can do. But when we can spend quality time, set aside, carve the time out. You know, like just think about when you were dating your significant other, you spent time with them, you made time. My God, you moved some stuff out the way. People call you, say, can you come here, can you go there? No, I'm meeting with a special someone. Well, how much more should we spend that quality time with God? How much more should we look to Him? He is the author and He's the finisher of our faith. How much more should we fall in love with Jesus? Jesus said that. If you love me, you love me. You could keep my word. If you love me, have regular conversations with the Lord and be still. Be sure to be still and listen before God. Hear what the Spirit is saying to you. He that have ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Come on, saints. Let's you and I go higher in God. Amen. Seek to go higher. My God, strength. And there's levels in God that we have never even attained. We don't even know about it, but there's so much joy. There's greater power, and there's greater strength. There's areas that God wants to show us that we have to come up a little bit higher in Him. Praise God. I hope that you've been blessed tonight. I hope you've received this word of God as I've given, and I know I have received it, and I'm seeking to go higher in the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Our Lord, we love you. Our Father, we praise you. We thank you, God, for this word. We thank you for this Dream Team prayer line, that God, that we can humble ourselves under your mighty hand. And God, knowing that you will exalt us in due time, in due season, my God, each one of us, will you know the season that you have for us? And there are different seasons in our lives. But God, I know that your love is unfailing. We thank you for that. Thank you for unfailing love, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, because you so loved us, that you gave your only, only begotten Son. His name is Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for how you gave your life. You shed your blood on Calvary. My God, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you. But Lord, with your stripes, hallelujah, but with your stripes, we are healed. We are healed in our mind. We are healed in our spirit. We are healed in our bodies. We are healed in our emotions. Hallelujah. Father, I hear that. I hear that word tonight. We are healed. Hallelujah. Peter says we were healed. We were healed in our mind. Be renewed right now in the spirit of your mind. I speak that to someone tonight, that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Hallelujah. And that we look unto the hills from which cometh our help. Every bit of our help, it comes from the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. God, that we're able to submit ourselves to you. We're able to humble ourselves. God, that you will exalt us in due season. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the growth in you. God, because if we look back over our lives and we see where we were and where we are now, you have brought us a long ways. Father, we have come so far. We've come this far by faith, Father, leaning and depending upon you. And Father, we're going on. We're going on trusting in you, Lord. And Lord, help us not to lean on our own understanding, but God, help us to acknowledge you in all of our ways. You will direct our paths. Father, we thank you, Lord, because your word is not failing, is never going to go away. Father, we praise you, Lord, even for this opportunity to share your word tonight. Over the phone lines, God, we can share the word of God. Father, I pray for every person on this prayer line tonight. You know what their needs are. You know them, Father, better than they even know themselves. You know what we have need of. You know the challenges that people are confronted with. God, Father, I just pray, God, for those, God, who are suffering with COVID, that you would just deliver them and set them free, God, in the name of Jesus. Set them free in their body, Father. Oh, my God, clear their lungs, Father. Oh, my God, breathe. Breathe on them right now. Breathe. Hallelujah, Father. Breathe, Holy Spirit, breathe on them. Hallelujah. Breathe on those that, God, have arthritis and muscle pains and aches and rheumatism. And Father, breathe on them, Father. Hallelujah, God, and deliver and set free, Father. He that the Son set free. We know we're free indeed. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, God. God, for whatever the situations may be, God, breathe on that situation. Breathe on it tonight, Father. Oh, God, help us to go higher, higher in you. We acknowledge you tonight. We lift you up. We are praising your name. We are worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Father, I pray, God, that you continue to bless your people, God. God, help us, Lord, to be encouraged to ourselves and encourage each other. God, to be encouragement to others who are going through, because people are going through, Father, all over this nation, all over the world. They have lost loved ones, and Father, children of them people have taken their lives. Father, have mercy. Let your mercy prevail. That's what we pray tonight. We pray your mercy tonight in a special way. Father, you said you know the plans that you have for us. So therefore, let us wait on you. Let us be renewed in the spirit of our minds, renewed in our bodies, renewed strength, renewed hope. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. Why, God, my God, we love you tonight. We love you, Father. Hallelujah. We're looking to you. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. We thank you for your church. We thank you for the people of God. We thank you for the Petersville Baptist Church. We thank you, Father, because you're in charge, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all the ministers that are ministering the word. Thank you for Pastor God. Thank you for his strength, renewed strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, he will come out with the victory. And we praise you for all those that keep him in the prayers, that pray for us and lift us before you, God. We thank you. We pray one for another, and we glorify you. I feel the joy of the Lord. I thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength tonight. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God, I thank you for every need that's represented on this line, that you would meet those needs. For you promise to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all the churches, Lord. We thank you for the people of God all around the world. Help us to stand and truly be the church. Help us, God, to equip ourselves, Lord, to put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to withstand the fiery darts of the enemy. My God, we look into you. We thank you, Father. Oh, my God, we praise you. We love you, God. We bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. God, you said in your word, says your name alone is excellent. Hallelujah. We thank you for the excellency of your name. We thank you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy. And, Father, we praise you. We pray that there be a peace where there's no peace, where that you would put peace there, God, that you would speak peace into a confused situation, God, that you would make ways out of no ways. Father, we love you, we praise you, and of all these blessings, we ask in the precious name of Jesus, in that excellent name of Jesus, amen. Praise God. And the people on this line will say amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Glory to amen. God. All that are here on this line, glory. Let the Lord hear amen. You say glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's amen. Go higher. I encourage somebody, let's go higher. I'm going higher in God. Let's go amen. Higher in the Lord. Amen. Glory to amen. God. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank God for you. We thank God for the mother of our church, Mother Liggins. We thank God for the father of our church, oh God, Deacon Brown. We thank God for his family. And oh God, we just thank God. We thank God for our officers. And we thank God for one another. We need each other. Pray for one another and love on somebody. Encourage somebody else's heart. As Pastor said last night, encourage yourself encourage somebody else. God bless you. I love you. Pastor loves you and wants you to continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of our help, it comes from the Lord. I love you in Jesus' name. Have a blessed night. Good night.
Amen.
Good night. Good night.